Leo and I are here to hang out and show you how to have some fun on your iOS devices.
We're going to help you cocoon today.
Before I talk about Apple news, something you should be checking out.
Yeah, it's time for iOS Today. iOS Today comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
This episode of iOS Today is brought to you by Zapier. Zapier connects all your business software and handles the work for you so you can focus on what matters most. Right now through the end of the month, go to zapier.com/iOS for your free 14-day trial. Hey, everybody. Micah Sargent's in the little box.
I'm here. Here I am. And Leo Laporte's in the big box.
I'm in the big box. We're doing this a little differently today. And if you're watching video, I think you know immediately. But for those of you listening, we're recording this St. Patrick's Day 2020. And of course, as you may remember, on this day in history, this is the day everybody had to stay inside. Yeah. And we're not in one of the seven Bay Area counties where they're required to shelter in place, but for to keep our employees healthy and safe, we've decided to do that in the Twit Studios. So we actually are in a unique position. I am in studio because I have an office that no one else can get into. I've locked it, and I've told nobody may come in. I'll do all the engineering from in here. We do need an engineer on site, and I think Kevin King, our traditional technical director for the show, is at his usual position, but he's alone. And there's social distancing. He's 30 feet away from me. We're wiping everything down in the studio before we use it. Mm-hmm. If I exit my sanitary lair, I'm wearing a mask. Don't worry, I didn't buy this. This is something we've had since the fire. I'm wearing a N95 mask, and that way we're keeping our social distance, but we're still being able to bring you the shows. And I think it's pretty important that we keep these shows going.
Yeah. Well, and especially because, I was kind of thinking about way back when. I remember being in high school, and over the summer, I was doing some painting of I was hired to paint a friend's house, and friend's parents' house. And so I'm in the house doing the painting and stuff like that. And, it's just me and the silence of the space. And so I fired up my iPad and downloaded a bunch of episodes of MacBreak Weekly and hung out with you and Renee and the whole gang back then. And it was just kind of nice to have.
Wow. You were in high school? Buds.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. It's just kind of nice to have some buds hang out with while I was doing my work. So I'm glad now to hopefully be part of that.
Yeah.
Folks who want to hang out and have fun.
People, I've been broadcasting for almost 45 years, so I've been through a few disasters. The 1989 earthquake, I was a radio broadcaster in San Francisco. 9/11, I was at Tech TV. And in both cases, your natural impulse as a broadcaster is to go on the air, to inform for sure. And if you're on radio or doing news on Tech TV, it's all about information. But I think we play less of an informational role at Twit, but I think the other part of the job is to keep you company, to reassure, and for those of us who are stuck inside, to give you some contact with the outside world. We were going to do video editing today, but I think we've changed the plan at the last minute. I slacked you. I said, what if we talked about how your iPad and your iPhone, and that's what this show's about, and the Apple Watch and the Apple TV can, and CarPlay too, can help you get through this tough time. So this isn't going to be about, what to do, how to wash your hands.
Right.
Although.
There's plenty out there for that, right?
But we're going to I do have something for you, but we're going to show you not how to wash your hands, especially, but also just other things that you can do with your iOS devices. I might as well show this. website, though. Have you seen the song lyric, wash your hands with song lyrics?
Fantastic. Please do show.
It's so much fun. And this is, to me, an example of, I guess, what the internet's really good at, which is a kind of almost a dark humor, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, a reassuring. So the website is called Wash Your Lyrics. And actually, you can do this on any computer. .com, washyourlyrics.com. Let me pull it up here. And what you'll do is you'll enter in a song title. So, I don't know, it's The End of the World. R-E-M, right? And then you can choose which poster you want to generate, a soap-based poster or a gel bait. Let's generate a...
Wait, it's different for each?
Yeah, there's different instructions, of course. And so... I think I got the wrong song, but you'll get the idea when I zoom in. I'm going to love you, love you. I'm going to love you, love you. I'm going to, like, it's the end of the world. I think that this is a little different than the end of the world as you know it, but you get the idea. Now, some songs work better than others. What give me a song that you would like to do. How about this one? I Will Survive.
Yes, that's
Gloria
perfect.
Gaynor. That seems like that would... That would work. Let's try Gel for I Will Survive. And then it's going to generate it. And then we can see, at first I was afraid, I was petrified. Keep thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong. I learned how to get along, and now you're back from outer space. Now go on now, walk out the door. This is, sometimes you get these, it's perfect. Perfect, right? If I'd known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Go on now. Walk out the door. I love that. I did a Lizzo. What's Lizzo's big song? I can't remember. It's
She has several. What about Jerome?
No. I did it, and it was so good.
Oh, hands and...
Oh, I know one. Good as Hell.
What's it called?
Good as
there
Hell.
There it is. That's the name.
Okay. So this is... Both Mike and I are kind of Lizzo fans. Let's generate Good as Hell, Washing Your Hands. Nope, still doing I Will. Oh, yeah. I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. See, this is an upbeat one. Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling as good as hell. Woo, child, tired of BS. Go on, dust your shoulders off, keep it moving. Yeah, Lord, while you're doing your fingernails, trying some new stuff in there, swimwear, going to the pool stuff. Come on now and dry your eyes. You know you're a star. You can touch the sky. See?
Oh.
Now download that poster. Don't put it up in a school because it's got some bad words. I just think that's a really neat idea. It's washyourlyrics.com. It's not iPad specific. But I feel like we should all make hand-washing posters instead of the traditional. You know, these are from the CDC. Actually, this is from the National Health Service in Britain. But it's the same advice. Do something a little more fun. I like that idea.
I love it. I love it. I want it. I'm going to have to make...
Should we do... Somebody's saying we didn't start the fire. Let's see. Let's try that.
Oh, yeah. I wish you could shift where you wanted to start. You know, I wanted to start at the chorus or something like that.
I feel like they're doing that. I don't know why, but I feel like it's just way too perfect. Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio. Oh, you know what? We didn't the fire. It was always burning. Wow, since the war has been turning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. I don't know. It's fun. Joseph Stalin, Malenkov, Nasser, and Prokofiev. You know, I've never seen all the names in here. Eisenhower.
Yeah,
it does have vaccine in it. England's got a new queen.
Liberace.
Liberace, Marciano, Santayana. Goodbye. That's fun. What do you got, Micah? Why don't you do one? That's washyourlyrics.com.
So mine's not about washing your hands, anything like that. I just want to bring up again, Apple Arcade. Full, chock full of different games you can play. And if you haven't signed up for the service yet, you can play it free for 1 month. So there's a 1 month free trial before it's $4.99 a month.
Surely by then we'll get to go outside.
Please. I hope so. Now, Leo, you had mentioned before, and I think it's true, given the different games that are available and how they continue.
while you're talking.
Continue to add games and services. I think it's well worth the $4.99.
Oh, man. I have gotten so much mileage out of this. This is one of the games they showed. We've showed. You love this game. This is Frogger, right? What's your? Have you found one that you really like? I thought the one that you told me about with the story music, the album music, is so great.
Oh, well, yeah, I still love Sayonara Wild Hearts.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's my favorite. And then What the Golf was a lot of fun. I think that's a fun sort of you're out of your mind a little bit playing it. And I don't mean out of your mind. I mean, you aren't having to do a lot of thinking while you play it. You can just sort of flop along.
How do I get this to go? Oh, I guess it's just... Oh, there we go. Okay. My first rescue. Rescue the froggies. Get the beans, too. Climb the thing.
Climb the thing.
Whatever the thing is.
We should mention that if you have a controller that supports it...
It's much better. I'm doing this with the keyboard, which is crazy.
So there's the SteelSeries controllers that work with iOS.
Yeah, I have one of those. So I just rescued one of three froggies I need to rescue. Now it gets hard because there's no gap in the traffic. So go there. Uh-oh. I got a bomb. So anyway, I know. As much fun as this is, I probably should keep playing it and give you a chance to... show something else, but
what is this?
This is fun. That's the giant vacuum. I got two froggies. I'm not stopping. This is the best I've ever done in this game. Oh, you know why? Because this is the tutorial. There's one more froggy and I'll be out of here. Oh man, boom, the bomb went off. Now I can rescue the last frog, but see, now I'm back to one. Oh, this guy will squish you if you give him a chance. And there I go. So that is Frogger, but that's one of, like, how many? 100, right? Apple games.
Oh, yeah. I think over 100 now. Or should I say more than 100? Yeah. I'm playing Cricket Through the Ages here.
Oh, I haven't seen this one. You're fighting a dinosaur, it looks like.
Yeah, so it's talking about... Oops.
We don't have audio from Micah yet, so you just have to imagine.
Just imagine the audio.
The soundtracks are all very good on the Apple Arcade games, I noticed. Oh, that was good. Did you do that?
No, I'm still learning here. Okay. Oh, no. See, I messed up again.
Oh, no. Watch out. Oh, you conked yourself, and now the Tyrannosaurus is going to eat you. He threw the rock straight up in the air, folks. And again, you're going to squish your toe. Yeah, nice. It's a little late for that. He's spinning his arm around.
Oh, no. I still didn't get it.
It's not bowling, Micah. It's a Tyrannosaurus.
And now it's got me. Ow.
You only get one rock, I guess, huh?
This is a fun little physics game. Then they have the other person do it, who's also not. Oh.
Nice.
They got it.
You got him.
Now my turn again.
So you got him in the mouth.
This is called Cricket Through the Ages, and you just use your finger.
Oh, now you're playing another guy.
Yeah, so they get to go first, it seems.
So you spin your finger around? Is that how you're doing it?
Nice? You just tap and hold on the screen, actually. It's very stupid, to be honest.
I like games that make you feel like a complete idiot, right? I have no coordination at all. I want to talk about something besides a game. This morning, so one of the things, unfortunately, that's happening around here, and I think in many areas of the country, is the gyms are shutting down. I saw a few gyms trying, and I think this is dumb. They unplug every other machine. So if you're on a treadmill, the next person's two machines over. That's dumb. Don't go to the gym. The gym is bad as it is. All the sicknesses I've had in the last 5 years clearly come from gym equipment. But it's important to exercise. So one of the things that, at least here in the Bay Area, they say you can do is go for a walk. You can go for a walk with the people you're living with because you're already exposed to them. But keep your social distance 6 feet away from anybody. You can talk to them, but they have to be 6 feet away. Be careful about what you touch. One of the things we did that was bad and wrong, Michael loves to go back and visit his old middle school. And he played a little on the playground equipment. Don't do that.
Oh, no.
Because as we have learned, these viruses can live on hard surfaces for a long time, maybe as long as 9 days. So don't go swing on the swings. But it's really good. And you got to walk the dog. It's really good to get out there. And I saw a lot of people walking their dogs, just walking around. It was a beautiful evening in Petaluma. It also makes you feel good because nature's still there. Nature doesn't care.
Yeah, nature right? does not care
nature
at
don't
all.
Don't care. And nature's like the honey badger of nature.
Yes! Thank you.
So it's nice because you're back in the world and the world is going on. And I thought that was really good. The other thing I did, I feel bad because I'm not going to the gym. I, in an effort to stay alive, have been working out a lot. And I work out with a personal trainer because I'm notoriously lazy and can't be expected to go to the gym if somebody doesn't make me. But of course, I had to cancel my personal trainer, but I had an idea. And to this morning at 7:30, my Pilates coach, Noah, and I FaceTimed.
Nice.
And I put the phone on. I actually brought a little tripod with me. You don't need this. You can obviously prop it up, but it's nice to have a little. I use the GorillaPod, and they're not expensive. And so I set up, I put my phone in the GorillaPod, and I put it on the ground, and I put the mat out, and you don't need equipment for a lot of things. And I went to FaceTime. So she was at home, safe and sound with her family. I was at home, safe and sound with my family, but I still got an hour long workout. And
nice.
Then she said, "Well, how are you going to pay me?" And I said, "Don't you use Venmo?" So that's another thing is don't forget, you can even pay each other without, you know,
never having to touch. I had to go to the grocery store the other day. Well, you think it was just yesterday that I went to the grocery store. And everybody, at least in my area, was doing their best to keep their distance. Yeah. But Tap to Pay is really nice at this time.
That's a great example.
I was already kind of using it anyway, but the fact that, you know, my watch never has to come in contact with anything, because that you mentioned this last time, Tap to Pay is sort of a misnomer because you don't ever actually have to touch whenever you tap to pay. You just hover it over the spot. So I never had to touch anybody. No one had to take my money. Really handling paper, you know, handling that kind of money right now is not a great idea, frankly, in general, but, you know, that's beside the point. So having that Tap to Pay has been really nice. So if you haven't set up Apple Pay yet and your bank supports it, now might be the time to consider it for sure.
I've never been a germaphobe, but now all the germaphobes I know are saying, "See, I told you." And I told you, we have Lysol. Where are your wipes? And so I don't think this is going to make me a germaphobe, but it certainly raised my awareness about how we can protect ourselves a little better. And you're right, money is filthy. Money is just disgusting. So maybe I think that we're going to come out of this in a month or two a different world, a different society. And some things will change. For instance, I might keep using FaceTime to get training. I mean, that's not a bad way to do it. And of course, we've talked about in the past, there are lots of really good exercise programs out there for yoga. You could put them on your Apple TV. Pilates. Mm-hmm. I use Pilates anytime. It's a great subscription. And they have instructors. And you can do all the mat Pilates you want. I mean, I think there's really a lot of ways nowadays to exercise. And your iPad or your Apple TV is maybe just as good as going to the gym. I have at home, and this is a luxury item, so I always feel funny about mentioning it, but I have a feeling their stock is going to go up. I have a Peloton.
Oh,
and
God.
The whole idea of the Peloton is you can go to spin classes. You have a spin bike, very expensive spin bike, and a subscription, and they do live spin classes, and they're still doing them. And you can take those classes without leaving the house. So there's two new companies doing mirrors that you put on the wall with attached exercise gear that let you work with a trainer. The trainer's in the mirror, and you're, you know, doing different exercises. Again, these are very expensive solutions, and honestly, you do just as well. You know, with home items. And I think FaceTime is a great solution. Here's the Peloton. You've all seen the Peloton ads.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The very famous Peloton ad. But I think the reason I mention it is I hate exercise. I hate it. But I also know that it's one way to keep my spirits up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep the stress down. It's a great way to handle stress. Keep your spirits up. Feel better. So I'm kind of forcing myself to exercise. And I think one of the most important ways to exercise is to get out of the house. Our 17-year-old, almost 18-year-old, who doesn't normally like to exercise and very rarely will go for a walk with us because he's embarrassed by us, actually went with us and led us up some hills. And it was fun. It was a great way to get out. And I said, you know, this is how you avoid cabin fever, is you get out, you breathe some fresh air. So Peloton is, because of the coronavirus, they're jumping on this. They're offering a 90-day free home trial. So I'm not the kind of person who does this, but maybe some of you are. You could always, I mean, they're saying try it free for 3 months.
Yeah. One of my favorite apps that I used to always use, it's called Swrkit, Sworkit. And it's a circuit training app. So you get different exercises. There's strength exercises. There's cardio exercises, yoga, and stretching. And then you can set up different custom workouts. One of the options is Fit in 5 minutes. And what I like about it is that it shows you a person doing the exercises on the screen. And then it'll go through, you know, you do this for 30 seconds and then it goes to the next exercise and it shows you the person exactly, in that spot too. And so it starts with different, starts with different stretching exercises before you get into, the more extreme stuff. But I used to use this every day, and it can kick your butt. Also, it works with Apple's HomeKit platform, Apple's health platform, so that you can go in and have your exercise, your workouts tracked. So you're kind of keeping track of all of that information, calorie burned, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's called Sworkit. And I swear by it. I've used it for a very long time. And it's simple to set up. And I like the actual human bodies that are there doing the different exercises and the ability to customize exactly how you want it to be. And it can annoy you too if you want and say, hey, you need to be working out. You need to be doing this.
My mom's 87. She's home alone. And she has a trainer come in 2 times a week. I mean, I think they do very simple chair exercises. And don't want her to stop doing that. It's so helpful for her state of mind and her overall health. And she's not very mobile anymore, so walking is not an issue. So FaceTime, one of these apps. And honestly, even if you're an older person like me, I still love to ride my bike. It gives me a great sense of freedom, my bicycle. So I bought an electric bicycle. My favorite brand is less expensive. You'll see electric bikes going $7,000 or $8,000. This is Rad Power Bikes at radpowerbikes.com. Now, you may still choke when you see $1,500. So they are expensive. But if you're a little nervous about bicycling, if it's hard on your knees, you have a lot of hills around there, electric bikes, this is the least expensive, the Rad Runner, which is $12.99. And it's just a fun thing. You'll find you ride more because of it. And the other story is you get as much exercise. So a lot of people look at e-bikes and say, oh, please, you're not getting any exercise. The bike's doing all the work. This is the bike I have, the Rad Rover Step Through, which makes it easy to get into. But research shows because you're getting out there and you're still pedaling, you're getting a lot of exercises. In most cases, as much exercise as if you weren't. And as if you were running a real bike, here's my favorite. This is the Rad Wagon. Now, I don't carry cargo, but they have platforms you could put on this. See the little feet so somebody can sit there, and they have kids seats on this. A great way for the family to go out. It's their cargo bike, the Rad Wagon. And so I think these are really great. Lisa and I both have Rad Power Bikes. And I think it's a great way to get out, get some exercise, see the world, and feel less trapped. Now, sometimes you just want a cocoon and stay home.
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes you want a Netflix and chill, baby.
So what do you do to Netflix and chill?
Oh, app cap's going to be along these lines. But I think having an Apple TV and having some good choices on there. I mentioned the Criterion Collection as my app cap a couple of weeks ago. I been trying to watch happy shows, fun shows. And I don't watch modern movies. I like to watch old movies. I was watching Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And it just, you forget your troubles, right?
Yes.
It just, you laugh, and for a couple of hours you're transported, and it just, it's really a refresher for the brain. So I think it's really nice. Somebody tweeted, as proof that season 8 of Game of Thrones was a flop, nobody's rewatching that. We're stuck inside. We need things to watch, but nobody is rewatching season 8 of Game of Thrones. But you could. You could. Maybe it got better with age.
Why not watch The Office instead?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what's your favorite? I know, already know. That's exactly what that tweet said. Notice what I'm watching, The Office, for the 100th time.
Yeah. I wanted to mention something. This is not iOS related. It's not even really necessarily tech related. Kevin, I'll put it into the Google Docs chat. But Chrissy Teigen, one of my favorite Twitter follows, she had posted, I believe it was just last night, what's that thing with short pieces of yarn called with the metal hook and you make a yarn carpet painting? What's that called?
Chrissy.
Latch hook creations. I really want to do this.
Time to get a new hobby, like latch hooking. Yeah.
Yeah. My sister
Don't
had
do a
one
unicorn,
of these.
Please.
No. She made a carpet with hers, and then a pillow after that. I want to see if they've got dogs, and make a dog latch hook.
My mother was a serious rug hooker, and this is kind of the amateur version of rug hooking. But she made some beautiful, beautiful rugs. So that's not a bad thing. You don't hear people say my mother was a hooker very often.
Yeah, my mother was a rug hooker. And I was a latch hooker. So,
actually, Chrissy Teigen's husband is doing a little something for us in just a little while. In fact, it might have already, it's already started. John Legend's doing a concert. And this is another thing right now. Now, don't go watching that if you're watching us live. But this is another thing a lot of people are doing. Later today, the Dropkick Murphys, everybody's favorite Irish band, will do their St. Patrick's Day concert, but they're streaming it free online. And I think you're going to see more and more artists do this. The Metropolitan Opera, they can't do operas in New York City, one of the greatest operas in the world, but they are streaming them live for free.
Humphreys McGee was doing streaming of their stuff as well.
Yeah, we were supposed to see them on Sunday night, but that concert was canceled. And then, of course, the Berlin Philharmonic has been doing concerts.
No way, yeah. Really?
Yeah, so I think that's another thing, is to look for these live streams. Now, Twitter's an interesting... You mentioned Twitter. I find that it's probably not a good thing for me to start reading Twitter, because I start reading it obsessively and I get more and more agitated and upset, right? Or is it just me? Maybe I don't follow the right people.
So I'm glad that you brought this up. No, wait, I can't talk about it yet. It's my F cap. Never mind.
Save it. Happy Twitter coming up.
But I will say that Twitter, certainly for the most part, I have pulled away from as a method of getting information about what's going on.
Partly because there's misinformation, but a lot of the information is useful, but I think it's also upsetting. And it's this barrage, right?
Yes, exactly. And if you go to Twitter for entertainment, I don't know what people go to Twitter for. I don't know what I go to Twitter for. But that's why I've been paying more attention to folks like Chrissy Teigen and others, because that is the part that is joyous for me. That makes me happy. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Twitter. I want to talk about an app that, you know, there are a lot of parents at home right now who have kids who are at home right now and not in school right now, because schools are closing for the sake of slowing the spread. And there is a fantastic app. It's called Epic. You also get a 1 month free trial. It's $7.99 after that, but it has kids' books and videos. And they're educational.
Oh, nice.
So it's got
Epic exclamation mark.
Epic exclamation point. Yeah. It's got a bunch of reading and learning stuff, nonfiction titles, quizzes, audiobooks, videos. You can learn Spanish in it. But there are about 35,000 books for kids. This morning, I created an account to see how this works, and I set up a child named Leo, who is a Yeti.
Little Yoda Yeti.
Little Yeti Leo.
I want to do something today. How to catch the leprechaun.
I made Leo 7 years old. Yeah. And so the content for Leo is set for a 7 year old. And so, you know, I was going through and looking at some of the St. Paddy's Day content. And it is, you can kind of tell it has that. It definitely feels fit for a 7 year old. Not too big of words, but more words than there are photos. Some dialogue and things like that, and a true story going through. But these are just some. This is some of the special content for St. Paddy's Day. Of course, there's plenty of other. You can download this content so that it's available locally on the device, even if you were to have a Wi-Fi outage. Along with these different books, I chose different categories that little Leo might like, including fantasy and magic, mystery.
You know little Leo so well.
Some nonfiction books, but also these comics here. I don't know what's going on here. These comics have what's called Magic Zoom, which is that system
those are
that
the,
lets you...
These are from my era. These are the old classic comics. Wow. Oh. I am weary and hungry from my travels. After him, Hector. This is the story of the... this is a Bible story, right?
But it's, the magic picture?
The magic picture. Oh, no, it's like a fable. Yeah. Nice.
So, look, there's even Old School Peanuts by Schultz. I don't know why that's blocked out there.
To hum it. Yeah.
Anyway, so if folks are looking for some educational content, but also some entertainment for their kids, there's so much stuff on this platform. 35,000 books, videos, quizzes, and so much more. There's plenty to explore and play around with. And with the option in iOS to do parental controls and things like that, you can limit what the child can access at certain times. So this could be, you know, well, now's your time to explore through Epic and just stick with that for a while. You can play your games later. So I think that's pretty cool.
I think that's really good. It's going to be hard. You know, it's one thing for us, for adults, we can find ways to amuse ourselves. But if you're stuck at home with, one of my friends is stuck at home with three kids, and it's going to be hard to keep them entertained and interested. So getting some things that they can do is fabulous. If the kids are a little bit older, or maybe for you, if you're interested, this would be a good time to learn how to code, right?
Yeah.
If you've got an iPad or a Mac now, because they put it on the Mac too, the Swift Playgrounds are pretty darn amazing. They give you a way of learning to code that is... So you're going to use Swift commands to tell Byte, there he is, our little,
little Byte,
our little bird, how to move and collect a gem. Look for the gem in the puzzle world. Well, that's pretty easy. That's that rotating red thing. Enter the correct combination of move forward and collect gem commands, then press run my code. All right, well, let's enter some code. So the nice thing is, you see at the bottom here, they've actually given me move forward. That's one. Move forward again. That's two. Let's see if I need to do it three times. And I'm going to press run my code and see what happens. So move forward once, twice, three times. I forgot to do one thing. Let's add collect gem, right? Now let's try it. So it's going to go once, twice. Now this was a very trivial and easy example. Collect the gem. And there we go. And we've solved it. So that's not hard. Anybody can do it. It's kind of fun because, you know, Byte does stuff and jumps up and down. So bit by, you'll see, though, that this gets harder and harder bit by bit. You're going to learn all kinds of things about programming, like conditionals and loops and stuff. And in a fun way. I think this would be great. I would say a kid from 8 years old and up could probably, at least start using Swift Playgrounds. And, of course, adults can too, because it gets harder and harder. And there are now more playgrounds from lots of different people, including some pretty advanced ones. So this is called Sensor Arcade, and it's going to teach us how to use the sensors built into our iPad.
Ooh, yeah, fun. Yeah.
So you can see this gets fairly sophisticated fairly quickly. Anyway, that's free, and it's available. And, you know, when you have a little free time, maybe it's time to do some of the things you've been thinking about for some time.
Yeah, things you've been telling yourself you're going
to
do.
How did I get around to doing that? Yeah.
I want to talk about House Party. House Party is an incredible app. It's free with in-app purchases for different games that you can play. But what House Party does is it sort of creates a space where other people can join you and be part of your video chat conversation. So as opposed to saying, hey, here's a link to my Zoom, come and hang out. House Party lets you, when you log on, whenever you set up the app, whenever you invite your friends, they can get notifications, or if they launch the app, they can see who else is available, and then you can join a room with them, or they can join a room with you. And so, speaking to the sort of, what's the word, serendipity of the app as a whole, this morning I was, because I had it off of my phone and I re-downloaded it this morning before the show, and I launched it. And my dear friend Kathy Campbell jumped on with me.
Oh, nice.
And we ended up playing around. She's working from home right now. And we ended up playing a couple rounds of Heads Up, that game where mm-hmm. you are guessing. And then also a drawing game where it's basically Pictionary. And we were having so much fun. We were laughing. And it was a great time. I want to launch House Party here so I can show you what it looks like. So immediately, you can see your friends that are available, that are online right now. You can wave at them if you want to by tapping a little hand button that says, hey, I'm available to chat right now if you'd like to come on. You can invite new friends if you want to. It looks like I just discovered this literally right now. They have a Chrome app. And so, oh, look, Kathy Campbell's joining right now as we speak.
Oh, small world. Hi, Kathy Campbell. Wow. So
you can't hear him, but Leo Laporte just said hello to you as well.
You should tell her she's on the air right now.
Oh, she knows she's on the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I warned her beforehand. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, yes. Now you're real. Oh, my goodness. Look, app capping it up right
she's
now.
She's a unicorn.
This is fantastic. I just want to show really quick the viewers out there about the games that you can play. So let's do, we'll start around a Heads Up. I'll let you go and we'll hop on to the next topic before that. But
this
just to show what Heads Up
is so
looks
great.
Like.
While you're setting that up, we've been thinking, we have Lisa's parents live in town, but of course they're older and we don't want to get them sick, but we don't want them to be isolated and lonely. So this is perfect. They love playing Heads Up. We've been thinking, what games could we play and how could we do it with FaceTime? This is a perfect solution. We lost your audio.
I didn't want to interrupt you. Yes, it is. Yes, it's Kim. Okay, good. And then he did Disney Channel's musical, High School Musical.
Playing.
Yes, Zach, yes. I have no idea. Skip. Rachel Platten. Sorry, Rachel.
This is actually easier than playing the real Heads Up, I got to tell
you. Singer, Orange, the Orange song. He's a queer singer. He is a queer artist. He is...
He lives by the sea.
He lives by the sea, yeah. Skip. Frank Ocean. Oh, don't like her. Girls.
Star of Girls. Star of Girls. She created
Star of Girls. Kind of a trash human.
She's great. What are you talking about? Don't
great,
you knock but, Lena Dunham.
Is yeah, Lena Dunham. I'm gonna,
sorry.
I'm gonna
I shouldn't have said
go,
that.
Kathy, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for joining. How fun. Bye.
Thank you. Oh, this is a solution because we've been trying to figure out, because what we love to do is have the grandparents over, or Michael will go over there, play games with them. They love Heads Up. This is perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's actually a better version of Heads Up, because normally you have to put it on your forehead, and then you got to remember to do this and that. This is great.
They can just say yes or no. But then there's little, you know, filters and stuff like that. There are other little plugins that work with House Party that lets you. Yeah, I think House Party's fantastic. Like I said, it's free to download, to use.
There's is it free to do Heads Up too?
Well, Heads Up, it comes with certain packs that are available for free. But then you can buy more packs for 99 cents.
Yeah, we'd have to buy different packs because I don't think Papo and Poppy and Grandma would
know. I didn't know about all those characters.
About
I guess the last one that I'll talk about, it goes back to what you were talking about before, the running or outside walking. I just want to give another special shout out to Endel. That is the focus, sleep, and environmental sort of background music app that I really like
to use. Yeah.
Yeah. So it creates these different modes. It uses your actual location to determine your environment, the weather outside, the sunset and sunrise, to provide a personalized playlist that helps you focus, that helps you relax, that helps you sleep. And I love to turn on the focus mode and just listen to that whenever I'm in the middle of doing something, especially if it's writing or something like that. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Endel. It's available on all your devices, including the Apple Watch. So if you just want to get out and walk with your Apple Watch, you can do so. Yeah, you can see there it's available on Amazon's Echo as well. So you can actually use an Alexa skill. There's a web version. There's actually a stream. I think this is fantastic. Kevin, if you want to click on that stream for Twitch, it is just playing a Twitch stream of music that people can go to at any time and help them fall asleep if they want to.
My only, this is just, I guess, my personality. I think the hardest thing about isolation is lack of human contact. And I feel like I don't want to think I'm in a science fiction movie, you know, with robotic
in the
music.
Middle of deep space.
Yeah. So, that I would use that if I've been overwhelmed. There's too many people, and I need to kind of step away. But my today, what I want to do is contact people, and I think that's, you know what, one thing I really think is pretty obvious. We are lucky this is happening now. Pre-internet.
Oh my God.
This kind of quarantine would be very difficult, I think, much more difficult. We can now keep in touch with one another. And don't forget the older people in your lives, because they're already isolated, and it's even more isolating. Even if they're in a nursing home or other communal facility, they're not allowed to leave their rooms. They're not allowed to go to meals together. They're literally completely isolated. Isn't that hard?
Like, those folks, more than many, need to be able to have.
That's right.
Because there's so much about, we know the science behind the way that our brain needs to have that kind of stimulation in order to keep it healthy and functioning. And so that worries me more than anything, I have to be honest with you.
Yeah. Look, this is a tough time. There's no doubt about it. Fortunately, we do have some tools. If you have an iPad or an iPhone or an Apple TV, we have some tools that can keep us from going completely stir crazy. And I think those tools are great. I have a feeling the world will change, and that we'll come out of this better equipped, frankly, to work in the 21st century. But we'll see. We'll see. Do you want to take a break before we get to, we still have news to do?
I think we should.
There's some big news just on the horizon. And we also will get some questions from you. And don't forget our app caps. Our show today brought to you by Zapier. I'm a big Zapier fan. We use Zapier here. But I've been using Zapier for a lot longer than I've been talking about Zapier on the air. Mm-hmm. It was actually my secret weapon. We use Zapier, for instance. One of the things I do day in, day out, all week long, is bookmark stories that we want to talk about on our shows. The way I used to do that was I would, bookmark them in Pinboard, and then my producer would have to go to the Pinboard, which is a bookmarking site, and kind of manually enter it into the rundown for the show. Nowadays, it's so much easier. I'm in my newsreader. If I favorite something, I'm using InnoReader, and that works with Zapier. Actually, over 2,000 apps work with Zapier. So, you know, this is great. If I favorite that, it automatically goes to Pinboard, it automatically tweets, and it automatically goes to a spreadsheet that Karsten uses to build the shows, a Google spreadsheet. All of that without me even blinking. I just press the star button. It's the easiest way to automate your work. That's what's cool about Zapier. It's more customizable because they support multi-step zaps, So, it, you know, when you're connecting thousands of apps, you can have a lot of things happening. You don't need a developer either. You can build the solution you need in minutes. No more wasting your time on tasks that you know the computer should be doing this. But if only I knew how. Well, that's what Zapier was built to do. If you go to zapier.com/iOS, connect up the apps you use the most at home or at business. Home automation. If you use, if you're in sales, CRM, it works with Salesforce. Works with everything you use. Let Zapier take it from there. You can build the exact solution you need in minutes. No code, no developer, just you. They just added something really cool, which is conditional Zaps. They call it paths. I don't want to scare anybody off. It makes it easy to do even more sophisticated stuff. Zapier is great, and you should have Zapier at your business. Because everybody's more productive because of it. And I use it at home, too. Zapier, Zapier.com/iOS. Free 14-day trial for you. Zapier.com/iOS. Thank you, Zapier, for supporting our show, iOS Today. And thank you all for supporting it by using that special URL, Zapier.com/iOS. We really want to stay on the air and doing these shows. It's getting tough because as the economy starts to go south, a lot of our advertisers are saying, "Yeah, we can't buy ads this quarter." So it's getting a little tough in here. So we really appreciate it when advertisers step up and help us continue to do the job. I think we now more than ever we need to do. So did you see the big story?
The big story is that WWDC is remote, like
nope,
me.
That's not the big story.
That's not the, what's the, wait, what's the big story?
No, that's a big story. Go ahead, do it. Okay. And then I'll give you a bigger story.
Your story. Okay. I'll tell you my story.
Okay.
And then I'm curious. Yes. I want to hear your story. So Apple announced, look, we're going to be doing WWDC this year.
We kind of knew this would happen, right? We knew it was going to be
sort of kiboshed in the original format, but they've really laid out it's going, I love silly marketing speak. It's going to feature an online format
all
with
new.
A keynote and sessions. Yeah. All new, all fresh, connecting millions of developers around the world. Basically in June, Apple is going to be doing WWDC, but this time everything's going to be online and they're sort of pushing it as, oh, fun and new and exciting in this new online format. Okay, pals, we know why you have to do that. But I like the idea that potentially more people will have access to some of the stuff that is usually sort of kicked behind the developer paywall, which is what it essentially is. So we'll see if more of that's going to be streamed in a way that people will get access to it. Certainly I will, as I have a registered developer account. So watching the platform State of the Union, which goes into more depth about what's announced at WWDC, is always fun and interesting. But I'm curious if that also means that some of these other in-person labs and things like that are going to be streamed online and people will be able to sign up for them and stuff. So could be a chance to ask some questions and get more information than I've ever been able to do in the past.
Now the big story.
Yes. Tell me the
I mean,
big
we kind
story.
Of knew they were going to have to do this. Google did it with Google I.O. Facebook canceled their developer conference. Microsoft Build is going to go online. We kind of knew Apple was going to have to do this. We even knew that Apple would probably announce four new iPads, right? This is a big story. Apple accidentally listed four new iPad Pro models on their website. We'd been hearing rumors that Apple was going to release this week, was going to put out a press release for a MacBook Air. And then follow it, as they have sometimes in the past, with maybe perhaps a new iPhone, the new successor to the SE, and then perhaps new iPads. But this confirms at least one thought. Now, I wonder, because the other big story is that as Apple has closed all its stores worldwide except for China. So would you announce a new product when no one can go into a store to look at it or buy it?
I don't see why not. I mean, people order them online a lot. But
wouldn't you want to try the keyboard, for instance, on a new MacBook Air to
see? Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. So it's, on the one hand, they're losing so much revenue from the stores being closed. that they probably would like to make that up with some brand new products that everybody get excited about. But on the other hand, they know people want to try them. In fact, what they've done is they've extended the return window. And I think that that is in response to, so they say right now, and it's not on all products, but if you buy in some products, the return window is longer. And I suspect that's a preparation for announcing new products. So buy it, try it at home, right?
Yeah, yeah. I can see that.
So the new iPad Pros, I'll tell you what it said on the website. An 11-inch iPad Pro wireless LAN edition. What is that, Wi-Fi? I guess it is Wi-Fi
edition. Yeah, Wi-Fi edition.
11-incher. There's two of those, one with a cellular network and one with the wireless LAN. And then there's two 12.9 inches with a wire.
So no change sizes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New model numbers A228 and A229. These actually match the filings that they've given to the various, FCCs of Eurasia, the Eurasian Economic Commission, the ECC. No idea when they'll release these. I feel like it's imminent.
Yeah. I mean, if they're accidentally listing them on the site, that tells me that they are relatively imminent for
sure. This was on the Chinese website. A Canadian Apple blog, iPhone in Canada, spotted it, screenshotted it, and then Apple, of course, has removed it ever since. I don't know. What these are the same, aren't they?
They're the same size, but these are allegedly the models that are going to feature with an update to iOS. They're going to feature new... that's going to be iOS.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure it'll have the new processor, whatever that is.
Yes, and then the time of flight sensor is supposedly
better cameras, real cameras, and a time of flight sensor would be great for augmented reality.
And then this is the model that will reportedly get the smart keyboard that also features trackpad support, that has a trackpad on it. So it's less... I have less care about the actual devices and more care about the peripherals that, you know, I'm curious about them listing those and telling us about those, because everything from 9to5Mac, when they've dug into the code, suggests that you're getting robust trackpad support in this new version of iOS. And these iPads are going to sort of lead the way with that.
But you might, given you probably will have need new hardware to get that, right?
No, but their smart keyboard with the trackpad built in.
That might need new hardware.
That's going to be. Well, it'd be nice if I could plug it into the 11-inch I have right now.
I guess the question is, how smart is the smart connector, right, on the back?
Yeah. Are they going to switch the connector again? Because that'd be annoying.
That would be really annoying.
Hopefully not. Hopefully it stays where it is.
Ramp up sales of those smart keyboards.
Yeah, overpriced smart keyboards.
So really, there were three big stories, because there's WWDC, there's this leaked Chinese manual with the new iPads, and there's the big story that Apple's closing all of its stores. And unknown when it'll be reopened. You know, we're a little ahead of the curve here in the Bay Area. The seven Bay Area counties, including San Francisco, are really... shutting down. Stores are closed. Only essential stores are open. People can't move around. And all of this is to try to slow the spread down. So we'll see if it works. Apple closed. This is actually an old story from March 11th. They've since closed all their stores, not just in Italy, but everywhere in the world, except for China.
In China, where they've reopened some.
In limited fashion. You still get your temperature taken when you go in the door. But any other news?
Yeah, iOS 13.4 should be launched.
We thought it would come out today, right? That was the rumor.
Yes. But it appears that the screenshots that had the confirmed date were not real. They were faked. But iOS 13.4 is still likely to be launched sometime this week.
So all of that refreshing I did this morning
was pointless. For naught.
Yeah.
It's supposed to offer universal purchases for Mac and iOS apps. There's a car key API, which I'm sure you're pumped about, given your future Mustang. Is that what it is?
Mustang? Yeah, my Mustang. But see, that was going to have a key, you know, a phone entry anyway, but maybe this would be better if it does it. Yeah, I mean, if it does it built in the OS. Or maybe Ford had knew something. That's probably.
Oh, right. That could be it. Yeah. A new toolbar on the Mail app. Don't really care. iCloud folder sharing, which is something that they promised a long time ago, but they never provided. So now they've finally got their iCloud stuff in gear and will provide iCloud photo sharing, a little bit like how Dropbox, you can share a folder that people can have access to and you can put stuff in it. And then always on mode for Siri. This means that you can access the voice activated assistant while your device is face down or out of action. I don't quite understand what always on mode for Siri means, because I didn't think that that's different from what it can do now.
So this is all very confusing.
Yeah, I've not heard much about this always on mode for Siri, so we'll see.
The idea is, see, Siri is simultaneously too attentive and too useless. Now, it'll be listening even when it's face down.
Yeah, does that mean that you can just say things to it? You don't have to say, hey, boo-boo first?
No. Well, let's try it. You mean,
right. This is my confusion.
If I say, I'll do it. I'll turn off the mic. But if I say, hey, Shlomo, with it face up, it'll wake up. It doesn't when it's face down, though, right?
I thought it did.
No.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole idea. Remember, you can turn it face down when you, I shouldn't slam it like that.
Yeah.
You can turn it face down, when you don't want it to answer calls or anything. So, nothing. Hey.
Gotcha.
Then it worked. I'm cutting this word out.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Now my watch is all excited.
Yeah, I've got too many devices around me that can also hear it. So it could be that it's just picking up on those other devices instead. I don't know. Well, I guess whenever it's officially announced by or released by Apple, we'll know whenever they, you know, show the audio.
This is the real question is, you know, I'm sure most employees at Apple at the campus are sent home, right? Working from home.
Yes.
The stores are closed. Do you announce new products now? I think you wait.
I guess.
I don't know. You wait. Because on the one hand, you could make up some revenue if you had something to sell. On the other hand, you can't. It's hard to support it. What about call centers? Are they going into call centers?
Oh, they've got to be doing that.
You know, a lot of call centers, I don't know if people know this, but a lot of times when you're calling somebody, you're calling them in their home.
Yes.
A number of airlines and other companies use home-based workers. They just have some special software that routes it, and the worker's on from, you know, 9 to 5 sitting in their dining room, and that's where they answer the call. So Apple, I presume, could do that. I don't know. Who knows? Apple employees, send us a note.
Yeah,
you got nothing else
know.
To do. You're home.
Yeah, in fact, I have been speaking to a few of my friends who work for the company, and they all seem very bored based on the conversations we've been having.
You know, it's challenging. I mean, if you're a coder, you can work at home, but it's harder because you don't have your colleagues around, and you're kind of used to having those stand-ups. I guess you can do them virtually, but you're kind of used to having a colleague. You could say at lunch, hey, I'm having trouble with this or whatever. It must be difficult. Although I know a lot of coders, including our own Patrick Delahanty, who's listening right now. He's at home. He always has been. Well, not always, but of the last few months. Can I mention one thing that I'm very excited about?
Yeah.
I used and I made an app cap a few weeks ago, a program called Notion. And I kind of been pushing it on Micah. And Micah, you use it, right? You like it.
Yeah, yeah.
So Micah did me a solid. We have booked the developers of the Notion program to be on the show next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to talk to Notion about what it is, how it works, and all that jazz.
Yeah, let's give them a little plug because... Yeah, and if you're interested, there's a whole ecosystem. This tells me it's a successful program, a whole ecosystem, including websites that are devoted to it, completely independently, lots of YouTube videos. And partly it's because when you first sit down at it, it's like, well, what do I do with this? It's hard. But as soon as you grok it, I think it's really powerful, great way to organize your life. It's a better note-taking app, basically.
Oh, look, I love this, how it shows you how it can be these different things for you.
Yeah, they do a lot, I think, to explain it because it's not immediately obvious. I am very much looking forward to it. It's an interesting story, too, because the first version of Notion was a flop. They fired almost everybody, and I think they went to Singapore or somewhere. They went to Asia and said, we're just going to rewrite it from the ground up. And here we are.
No way.
Yeah. Here we are a couple of years later with what I consider one of the most powerful, useful tools I've ever seen. I mean, this is the a killer app for every device, but especially for the iPad. Anyway, I thought I'd just throw in a
plug. Yeah.
How about
super
that?
Super cool.
How about that?
Notion. Let's talk about Universal. So one of the things that I've been seeing people talk about is, oh, there are all these great movies that are in theaters right now, or maybe not in theaters right now, because, and I can't go see them because of the social distancing.
I was so excited about the new Trolls movie, for instance.
Right. Weren't you excited about Trolls 9.2 with special guest appearance by that person you've never heard of?
Exactly.
So some different production companies, including Universal, they are going to start offering these movies that are in theaters right now available to rent.
Did you see
online.
The price?
Yeah.
It's 20 expensive. Smackers.
20 smackaroos.
I guess
to
it's
rent.
Less than going to the movie theater.
Is it though? I think it's $14, $12 to go to the movies. Yeah. But I guess if you factor in gas, if you get some popcorn, if you do this, if you do that, then yeah, by that time it's $20. And one $20 ticket lets everybody who's there with you watch it. So you're not paying $14 four times to take the family.
Trolls World Tour was scheduled to open in 3 weeks. It obviously, I mean, nobody's going to the movies these days. In fact, in some areas like here, you can't.
Right.
So
Robert Downey's Doolittle.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. They also mention The Hunt, which is a movie that they already pulled back once because it's about people hunting down other people over political differences. And Betty Gilpin is the star. I love her from Glow.
I heard you have to have a good sense of humor to appreciate that film and to really just latch on to Betty Gilpin's, what they said was a really fantastic performance.
I bet. She's super talented. And I think she picked a movie that was controversial already. It's about conservatives hunting down liberals. And then they pulled it because after a number of gun incidents, they thought, maybe this isn't right for the world. So they were going to put it out in September of last year. They were going to put it out 3 days ago. That's such good timing. So now you can stream it.
Well, I'm kind of curious about it, I'll be honest.
I might buy it.
Based on the early reviews.
Timing is tough, though, because the last thing, I don't know. I'm trying to watch, honestly, and
positive
I'm going to show
stuff.
You. Yeah, I'm going to show you what I'm watching as my app cap. I'm trying to watch older movies.
because you were watching Hunters. I'm watching Hunters right now, and boy, that gets so grim.
That's an Amazon Prime show with Al Pacino, a nice Italian boy playing an older Jewish man. It's an interesting.
I have to tell you, so I was talking to Lisa about this. I keep touching my face. I'm sorry, world. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We're in sterile environments. We can touch
true.
Your face all we want.
I'm good. I wash my hands. I stayed alive before this with Gloria Gaynor.
First I was afraid. I was petrified.
I went back and I thought, okay, Al Pacino, he must have some Jewish heritage or something. His whole family's Italian and he's playing the lead character. That blew my mind a little bit. But I will say my partner and I last night just sat and bawled at the stinking show. Episode 6 or something like that, or 7.
It's
and
very
so it's kind of grim. It's tough.
It's weird because it's comedic and tough.
Yeah.
And yeah, there are scenes from the German concentration camps that are, and I'm sure those are the ones you cried at, that are just devastating. Just devastating.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's an interesting movie.
I will say it's a very interesting show that has what I like about it are the quirky elements that they add on top of it. I don't know if you have you seen the whole thing now?
Yeah.
The game show, which I won't go into, but the game show. Woo, that was
But at the same time, you're laughing at this, then it gets grim again. And even the game show was about a grim subject. So it's kind of
it's a creative. Tough one to watch. But it's it's very creative. If you like Jojo Rabbit, I think that you will like this show.
I hope this doesn't portend a lot of movies, humorous Nazi movies. But
yeah, that's a good point.
We'll see. It's good. I mean, it's also a revenge flick. It's a superhero flick. It's really about the Justice League, or they're like the Nazis are like vampires, and these guys are like vampire hunters. I mean, it really is a comic book. You know, it's a graphic novel, but let's watch something funny and light instead. I honestly, that's
like Trolls 9.
Trolls 9, not Inglourious Basterds. No, Trolls 9 World Tour, $20, but you'll be able to watch it at home thanks to Universal, NBC Universal, and they're going to do that with The Hunt, which we mentioned, Invisible Man, Emma. I would like to see Emma. See, that's to me. It's like it's what is it? Emily Bronte or Jane Austen? Jane Austen. So it's back in time, right?
Okay.
At a quieter, easier day.
Back when things were simpler.
Yeah,
for white
simpler
people.
Time. It actually solves a problem for a Universal because they had some of these movies were not going to make money, and now they said, right, people are stuck at home, they're going to watch it. $20. That's still less than the theater, though, right? Or is it?
Yeah, it is. If you're taking your whole family to go to the theater,
right?
This is much less than that. Right. $120 access for all the people to watch.
But you're responsible for the popcorn, the jug of Coke, and frankly, if you want to make the floors sticky, you got to put a little extra elbow grease in there just to give it that real movie feel.
Gross. Gross. All right, let's move on to feedback.
Help. Let's help people.
All right. Graham from Melbourne. I don't know why I said it like that. Graham from Melbourne.
G'day, mate. In. Yeah. Graham from Melbourne.
Thank you, Graham. I have a setup of an iPad connected to a Yamaha PSR EW410 digital keyboard via the MIDI interface.
Nice.
Through to an iPad camera adapter with a USB connector, non-C version. Love this. We use GarageBand and especially an app called Simply Piano for teaching the seven-year-old.
Nice.
Fantastic stuff. Really love it. But my problem is we only get about 50 minutes out of it before we lose all battery power in the iPad. Is there some device or setup or other thing that I can provide power to the iPad while we have this connectivity in place? Hope you can help me out.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Graham, we've got great news for you, Graham. There are two options that I want to talk about. They are made by Apple, and it's going to depend on what iPad you have. If you have an old school iPad that has the Lightning connector, then you're going to want to buy the $39 Lightning to USB 3 camera adapter.
Because this has, it has two ports.
It's got two ports. It's got one port for Lightning power. And then one port for the USB device that you want to plug in. In this case, your Yamaha thing. And then you plug it into the iPad's Lightning connector at the bottom, the Lightning port. Now,
and
if
this
you
is
have...
precisely because a lot of the things you would do with that USB port are going to kill the battery.
Yes, yes.
So you want to plug it in while you're doing that. Yeah.
You need to plug in power. Right. Now, if you have a more modern iPad that features the USB-C connector, then you're going to want the $69 USB-C digital AV multi-port adapter. Yeah. Now, this has more than one port. It's got your USB-C plug that you plug into the iPad, but then on the other side, there's USB-C power, there's HDMI, or should I say HDMI, and there is the USB port at the bottom. So you can plug it in. You can then power it with your USB cable that you would plug into the iPad normally. Plug that all into your iPad, and you're going to get the power that you want out of it. And then on top of that, if you wanted to, you could HDMI out to something. So you've got that too if you wanted to do that. This will help keep things powered up and will give you the ability to continue to play with the MIDI interface keyboard.
I also, and I thought I might have it, I'm carrying a bigger bag these days because I have to have everything in here, wipes and...
I thought that bag looked different.
I got a big bag this time, and I thought I might have it here, but I don't. I have a different version of the HyperX connector. This is for a MacBook. But there are a number of companies, HyperX is one of them, that make adapters that plug right into the side of the iPad and then give you lots of ports, including charging ports. So that may be a better solution if you're going to use your iPad for MIDI and other things, because then you can do multiple things. You see, this one has card readers, micro SD and standard SD. It's got two USB ports, type C, and two USB 3.1 ports, type A. And then it also has an HDMI video out. So it may be for a similar cost. I think this was $100, but there's the HyperX, which makes this, also makes one, not HyperX, HyperDrive, also makes one for the iPad Pro for type C. And I think that's a really good idea. It depends if you have a Pro or not. If you have Lightning, I don't think anybody makes one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aside from
it's because Type-C can do so much. We can do this video. It can do USB. It can do so much. And on
lots
an iPad, it's nice. Yeah, I forgot to put this in my bag, but I have it. There you go, the HyperDrive. And we've used that, and it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, look at all those things that can plug into the side there.
Yeah, really, for an iPad Pro, it's a really great choice. And you can charge it while you're using it. That's it. Thank you, Kevin, for finding that.
Boom. So I hope that helps, Graham. Thanks for writing in with your question. Rowan from Brooklyn just had some follow-up to share. You guys keep complaining about the Siri remote. He calls it the Apple TV remote, but the Siri remote. But you never mention the solutions. Cases. There are dozens of cases that protect the remote and give it a grippy surface.
Oh, I never thought of that.
The Amazon listings begin with items priced at $5.49. Rowan, that is a good point. There are cases out there that you can use that will put a grippy surface around the Siri remote. My problem is that the device itself is poorly designed. The fact that I have to buy a third party something does not suddenly remove the criticisms I have about the actual product itself. I will say yes, because we are all stuck with the Siri remote and it's not very ergonomic nature. There are solutions out there. And Rowan, thank you for reminding us that you can head over to Amazon and look up Siri remote cases and find one. Kind of reminds me.
There are a lot of universal remotes that work with Apple TV, but none of them have Siri. And then it's funny because last week we showed complications for our Apple Watch. And after I took off the ones that were killing my battery, I put the Apple remote complication on there.
Oh, nice.
And so that's now I always have that. So I can pair it with my living room TV. Oh, I have to enter the code on the living room TV. But I can pair it with my living room TV, and then I can control it. Show me the code so I can – Kevin has the code on the living room TV. Or maybe I shouldn't take over the living room TV since we're using it for AirPlay. All right. 7348. So that's how it makes sure that no one's stealing. And now I can control our TV. Okay, now you can show me. Yeah, there we go. I now have the Apple remote, which is wild, on my watch. Show the watch. It's kind of wild. It's got a trackpad. I can launch the menu. I can launch the menu.
No, it's tapping menu.
Oh, in the menu there. I can play something. I can
swipe through.
Swipe through it. I mean, this is pretty cool, right? I just played something. I don't know what I played.
Let's see.
I can control it.
TV,
look, I'm controlling it. It's magic. Look at that.
Nice, Kevin.
Yeah. Look at that.
Nice, the overlay.
Oh, should we watch Amazing Stories? I've been wanting to watch that. Oh.
Oh, I keep meaning to watch that, too.
I think this would be probably okay. You know, this is the one from Steven Spielberg. He's not going to scare you.
No.
Is he?
Well, I think some of them are kind of dark.
Kind of scary?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
But what I'll say about this, and I've mentioned this last time, this is always my thing. I'll get up to go to use the restroom or walk away from the TV, and I'll have misplaced the Apple TV or the Siri
every
remote
time.
Somewhere.
Every
and
time.
So just there on my watch as I'm walking up the stairs to go use the restroom, I can just hit pause. Yeah. It's quite
Isn't
nice.
Isn't that clever?
To have that.
That's so clever.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, because and the other thing, well, I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. I think what I end up doing is putting the Apple TV remote in the drawer because I inevitably will sit on it and the movie jumps ahead and I
yes.
go, what? Spoiler alert!
But my dog, one of them in particular, Mizzy, for some reason, she and that Apple TV remote are best friends, and yep. she always ends up running her paws yep. over the top of it and swiping along to the next scene.
Just hit my microphone. Okay. There yeah. you go. Lots of help.
Feedback.
All right. Is it time for app caps?
Time for app caps.
Now, it is St. Patrick's Day. I can only wear nice. This hat one day a year.
Let's see.
My leprechaun hat. What do you got?
I have a... It's a fall cap, actually.
It's a good thing you're not here because I would be pinching you right now.
Yeah, you
Where's
could
your pinch. Green, buddy?
I didn't think about it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not all that Irish. I'm very German.
Wearing of the green. You've got to do that today.
There's some green. The leaves are leaves.
All right. Well, tonight, bathe with Irish spring, okay?
I'll try.
I like it, too.
I'll try.
All right.
So... This is going a little bit back to talk about the topic of the coronavirus, but among my family, I have kind of been the person that I have a group chat with my family, and they will send things they've seen about the coronavirus into the group chat, and then I'm kind of the person who goes through and makes sure, okay, no, this is why this is not true, or this is why this is true. This is why you should be concerned about this. This is why you shouldn't be, because I'm more plugged in, and I would say more adept at finding falsehoods and, rooting out the truth. And so given that, one of the things early on that I kind of told my family is, look, you really need to be careful about where it is that you are getting your information. Before anything else, before we dig into, are you getting it from or what does this source information come from? All that kind of stuff, the media literacy portion, the first thing you can do to keep yourself safe and to make sure that you're getting real actual news is looking at where you're getting it. And so I discouraged them, because a lot of the news that they were getting was coming from Facebook. I discouraged them from using that and sort of explained why Facebook is a bad source for news because of the way that the algorithms work to bring up the news that scares you the most or has the most outrage and things like that to really push it up your feed. And in place, I sent an invite to Apple News. Not an invite, but a link to the Apple News coronavirus section. So within, and I'll switch my output here. Within the Apple News app, there is a spotlight right now for COVID-19 that includes updates that are constantly flowing in. All of my family is on iOS, and so all I had to do was at the top right corner, tap to share, and then share the link to this Apple News Spotlight with them.
And because it's from Apple News, it's going to be good quality.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff has been sourced
properly.
That's
better than watching Twitter, I guess, for your
Yeah, better than, and that's COVID that's what news. I was talking about earlier. Yeah. Going on Twitter, going on Facebook and getting it. Yes, you can find good news there, but you have to really be aware and have some I would say strong media literacy to understand and make sure that you're getting the right sources. This also has information like where the spread of the COVID, excuse me, where the spread of the virus is right now. It talks about the science behind it. I mean, there's a lot of information in here as you sort of go through. But my favorite part is just the latest updates at the top. This has all the information. And so I've taken to... I didn't used to use Apple News all that much, but lately I have been. That is where I go about once a day, maybe twice a day, to stay updated on things and make sure that I'm getting the latest information available. I was a little disappointed the other day. There was a viral post from Instagram where someone had quoted, of all places, TMZ as the source for the shelter-in-place ordinances in the 7 counties around the Bay Area. And TMZ had inflammatory language included in their post. And so I, provided to my family a link to the Los Angeles Times, which is providing a far less inflammatory post and had the information that folks needed. And so, again, be aware of your sources. But if you are, you know, you're watching the show, the chances are you are an iOS user. We'll include a link to the special Apple News Spotlight where folks can go to stay up to date on that information.
I like that. I'm glad they're doing that. Because it's a little less challenging than some of the other ways I've been getting news. My dad, bless his heart, and he's a smart guy, college professor, retired, but 87, sent out the Facebook posting to all of us, the one where you hold your breath for 10 seconds.
Oh, yes, that one.
If you can hold your breath for 10 seconds, you don't have the virus. Maybe he saw Geraldo do it on Fox. I don't know. But it's not true, folks. And I said, I did it gently. I said, oh, Dad, I saw that too, but and I didn't. And by the way, and if you have an older relative who has one of those mailing lists with 1,000 people on it, it's best not to scold them on the reply all.
Yes, exactly.
Do it 1-to-1. You know, and let them. He was good. He sent out immediately. Said I the Facebook hater foolishly fell for this. Never again. I think that's why it's better to get it from a source like Apple News.
And that one was hard. I will say that one was hard to spot off the top. It came out right whenever the news was fresh. And we know.
You know, when you want to believe something, that's when you got to be careful.
Yep, exactly.
And I actually read it out loud to Lisa. My dad just sent me this. And then I said, it doesn't sound right. So I Googled it. And, of course, immediately found a BuzzFeed article saying, this thing that's going around, this ain't true.
Yeah.
So it was a bunch of advice, much of it specious. Honestly, I feel like by now, you know how to wash your hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what social distancing is. You know what you should and you shouldn't do. There's still people who don't believe it, who are going about their day normally. And, that's your choice. Stay away from me because stay away from older folks because you're now a carrier. And it would be better for you just to kind of keep away from the folks who are most vulnerable. Most of us are staying at home. And I've been looking for new stuff to watch. My mom, 87, said, you know, I don't know how she puts it. Look, mom's got a big savings account. Mom is not broke. Mom has plenty of money. But mom is cheap. And I think mom wants, it's a form of showing our affection. Hi, mom. I'm sure she's watching. It's a form of getting affirmation. We love her and we're supporting her. So somehow she managed to throw into the conversation, that BritBox thing looks pretty good. Boy, I wish I had a subscription. And of course, she knows me. Before the call was over, I said, Mom, check your email. I sent her an invitation. It's not expensive. I think it's $7 or $8 a month. You buy a year, it's $80. But I have to say, I really love BritBox. BritBox is exactly the kind of entertainment you want if you want to escape. Whether
to Mr. Bean.
Yeah, Mr. Bean's in there. One of the very popular things in the BritBox is a style of mystery they call the country mysteries it started with Murder, She Wrote, the Agatha Christie and Miss Marple stories, where they're gentle murder mysteries. They're not very violent. And there's a lot of them on there. Mom loves those. I loved some of the older things like All Creatures Great and Small. And boy, the comedy on here is incredible. I'm a fan of British comedy. One of the things they have, if you're a fan of House, if you've never seen Fry and Laurie, Hugh Laurie, the star of House and many other shows, before he was a famous American actor pretending to have an American accent, he did an amazing series with Stephen Fry, who's also one of the funniest people in the world. It's called A Bit of Fry and Laurie. Now, these are pretty old. In fact, look how young Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie are in this.
Wow.
Yeah, but if you go back a little ways, maybe it's just me. I love British humor, but these are wonderful shows from the 80s, and they'll make you forget our troubles. You know, they'll make you just laugh. So this is just one of a whole bunch of great, I won't show too much of it because I don't want to get us taken off YouTube. Things you can't get otherwise, by the way, in many cases, they're from the BBC, most of them. we played a little earlier before the show began, a little bit of Are You Being Served, which is really totally an innuendo show. And season one, episode one, Dear Sexy Knickers. If you don't laugh at these, I don't have any hope for you. Hercule Poirot, Shakespeare and Hathaway. There's so many great shows on here. And it's the kind of thing, and if you like the royals, boy, I mean, there's nothing better than escaping with the royals. There's a lot of that as well. Britain's Tudor Treasure, Mary Berry's Country House Secrets.
Oh, Mary Berry. I love Mary Berry.
I don't know. Do you really, or are you just making that
Yeah, I love okay. Mary Berry. Yeah.
There's historic dramas. There's If You Like Emma, You'll Like Jane Eyre. I feel like there is so much great stuff on here. And I believe I can't remember what the length of the free trial is, but this would be a great way to kind of spend some time, BritBox. And I'm saying this, I could have given this as an app cap for years because there are a lot of people, in our chat room who are huge fans of BritBox. In fact, if you go into the chat room, they'll have recommendations for you from BritBox. So maybe, you know, of course they're the obvious ones, but there's also some very funny ones that nobody here in the States has heard of because they never made it here. And of course your favorite show, The Office, started in Britain, mm-hmm. As a BBC drama.
There's, much darker.
Mm-hmm.
Much darker.
A very
darker.
Different show. Yeah, I actually like the American show better. Generally, House of Cards, too. Was originally a British show, and generally I like the British shows better. But The Office was one where I think we did it best. We wore it best, as they say. So, BritBox is a great escapist box. At least do the free trial. I think it's at least 2 weeks. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of these streaming services started doing longer free trials.
Mm-hmm.
Great way.
I'm thinking that too.
Get people in the fold. Yeah. And the British Office, if you've never seen it, is probably worth watching.
Oh, please watch it. Absolutely watch it.
Ricky Gervais is, I don't want to say a treasure. he's very funny.
He is very funny.
He's very funny. Well, I'm glad you're staying at home and staying safe with Mizzy and Henry and every.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
How's Henry doing?
My son?
Henry.
Well, that's an interesting story. So he's been traveling all over Asia. He bought a one-way ticket and left in December before all of this broke.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Vietnam. He told me, I talked to him a couple of days ago, they're getting a little hostile towards tourists, non-Vietnamese people in Vietnam. They won't let us into restaurants or shops anymore. So he left Vietnam and has gone to Bali, where even though there are some cases in Bali, the party goes on.
I saw some swimming going on and
the party
sort of,
goes on. There's a lot of evening nightlife and everybody's having a good time. And
oh boy, honestly,
rubbing
up all over each other.
he's 25. I think even if he got the virus, he'd probably survive it. Maybe not even show symptoms. He's as far away from me as he can get. I said, I wish you were home. But at the same time, it's hard for me to say, come home.
Right.
Because he's doing all right there. And it's $8 a night. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, so his money goes a little farther there. And I said, when you come home, I don't know if you're going to be able to get a job. So, maybe stay in Bali for a little longer.
Yeah.
So he's doing fine. He's doing
pull out
fine.
The temperature sensor and gets back. That's good. I'm glad because I did wonder that last night with everybody else here. So I'm glad. He's glad he's doing all right.
And, of course, Michael's at home. Our Lisa's son, my stepson, Michael, who's 17, is a junior in high school. But it's interesting because he's been in online high school for the last 3 years. So this is no different for him. In fact, it's harder for him because all his friends are home and want to go do stuff. But he's still in school because he's able to go to school. So, everybody's doing fine. We're going to, your Twit family, we're taking care of each other. We're, Everybody is working from home who can. Those who can't, we're really doing everything we can to protect them. We're sending our hosts home, like Micah and Jason and Ant, and they're all going to be working from home. Except when you come in to do hands-on iOS, for instance, we kind of you have to come in. But we've set it up so that I think you can do that safely. Yep. And get out, do a bunch of shows and get out. So I think we're doing the best we can to protect everybody. Nobody's working in the same room. Almost everybody's home. There's only, I think, three or four people here today. And I'm sealed into my hermetically sealed office, which no one can go into. So
yeah, you can hear that.
Yeah, when the door opens. Yeah.
No. All the air goes out. Yes. Well, we've done it. Leo,
thank
we've
you.
Done another yeah. episode.
Stay safe, everybody. Please, we care a lot about you. We want you to take care of yourself. We also want to take care of your mental state. So find some time to relax, to enjoy, to exercise. Eat some good food. I cooked all day yesterday. Made a giant.
I'm making a pie today.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that that's another good thing to do we didn't even mention. But I made a vegetarian chili with black beans and corn, and I made our very famous bolognese meat sauce. We got, you know, we didn't wipe out the store, but we have lots of beans, rice, and spaghetti. So sauces are the order. Are the order? Of
yes, yes.
We froze a lot of it, so we're ready. We're hunkered down. Stay safe, everybody. Take care of yourself. Join Micah and me. We'll be back next week, and we'll be healthy. I promise you, because we're doing everything we can to stay that way. I hope you will too. We do the show 9 a.m. Pacific. That's noon Eastern time, 1700 UTC. No, 1600 UTC every Tuesday with our funny hats and all. That's a Mo picture. That's a brand new Mo picture.
That is a new Mo picture. Speaking of, and you can tell, you can date it based on where the Clorox wipes are
in
the photo.
That's right.
Speaking of, while everybody's at home, now is the perfect time to record yourself audio or video and send it in to iostoday@twit.tv. If you've got questions that you want answered, if you've got a few extra minutes now that you are hunkered down, go ahead and send those in and we'll be happy to answer them on future episodes of the show.
Keep them down to 30 seconds, first name and city only. And please email Micah, iostoday@twit.tv. Get your question on the air. We'd love to hear from you. You know, we'd also, I'm going to solicit this for next week. If you have a technique, something you've found that makes it a little easier to shelter in place during this time, share it with us so we can share it with the rest of the world. I'd love to see 10 of those or 20 of those on the show next week. So if you've got any good ideas that we left out this week, that's a normal cough. It's a normal cough.
don't you feel like you have to do that now?
Oh, yeah. You sneeze on a plane, everybody moves.
Yeah, Scooter X just shared in the chat. This is something that I had been wondering about myself. The Wirecutters put out an article, How to Handle Packages During the Coronavirus Pandemic. And so it talks about how to keep those packages.
Do you have to wipe them down? I'm getting a lot of packages.
I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but now I'm going to definitely be looking at it.
Yeah, the Amazon guy comes to our door almost every day. I look through the door, wave at him. I give him a thumbs up. I say, thank you. It can survive on cardboard for up to 24 hours, but it's probably okay. I opened a package yesterday. I was very careful. The way I did it is I opened the package. I then washed my hands with the package open on the floor. I didn't put it on the table. I put it on the floor, washed my hands, took the things in the package out, then put the cardboard outside. Washed my hands again, hoped that the products themselves weren't contaminated. Maybe I should. If you can, I guess it'd probably be good to wipe them down.
Yeah, if they're packing them with their hands.
But according to OSHA, and this is from the Wirecutter article, there's no evidence that the COVID-19 is spread through environmental exposures, such as coming into contact with contaminated surfaces. So sanitize, but it's not a bad idea, especially for people like me who are in a higher risk group to be careful. I wash my hands after I touch almost anything that's not known to be safe.
Well, that'll do it.
Thank you, Micah Sargent. Stay well. We'll see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye.
Bye.